You're listening to SBS News.
Popular sporting games cancelled, schools closed, and crowded workplaces are being shut down as the number of coronavirus infections continue to spread across the globe. Australians are being urged to exercise a high degree of caution if planning to travel to northern Italy as the country battles a large coronavirus outbreak. Iran's status has also been upgraded to reconsider the need to travel, with the COVID-19 virus adding to existing threats in the Middle East. The warnings come as the Australian government activates its emergency response plan for dealing with a potential pandemic. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt explains that these are just some of the proposed measures to combat further outbreaks of coronavirus.
The idea of rings of containment is with individuals, families, or affected units. And if we can contain those, then we can limit the impact.
He says in Australia, the virus is contained for now.
In Australia, we have contained the virus on the official medical advice of the AHPPC, but this plan is about saying we're not immune, but we are as well prepared as anybody in the world.
The plan lists three possible scenarios. Low impact, similar to the 2009 swine flu pandemic, where hospital services may become stretched, or moderate, where surge staffing may be needed, as well as the establishment of flu-like clinics. But in the worst-case scenario, a high-severity outbreak, similar to that of the deadly 1918 Spanish flu, the entire health sector's capacity would be challenged. The Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, says dedicated isolation clinics have already been set up in every state and territory, and that protecting the elderly is their highest priority. But despite the likelihood of further outbreaks in the coming months, Australians are being urged not to panic.
There is no reason to change anything you do, wear masks or behave in a way that is different from normal. But we are preparing. We are preparing because of the developing international scenario, and we're working very closely with the states and territories who run the public hospitals with primary care, general practices. Aged care is a big part of our plan.
The advice is doing little to slow demand for masks and sanitizer at chemists across the country as some members of the community take their health into their own hands.
We got face mask and trying to stay at home and avoiding big crowds and having medicine, extra medicine at home.
And saving food at home, water and
being prepared.
Australian researchers are among those rushing to create a coronavirus vaccine. Infectious disease experts like Reiner McIntyre say in the meantime, a seasonal flu vaccine will be just as important.
We know that in China, people have had both coronavirus and influenza together, and that's much more severe. So it's really important that as soon as the flu vaccine is available, everyone who's recommended for vaccination should go out and get vaccinated.
A travel ban on foreign nationals from China is set to expire on Saturday. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.